Okay, our friends. So today we are going to put on our hat that makes us artists. We're going to get our berets. We're going to get a palette with a paint brush. And we're going to think about being an artist. You've had paintbrushes today, I hope. Good, good, good. Well, there's one particular artist that we're going to talk about. And we're going to have a little bit of history and education today, too. So once upon a time, there was an interesting artist named René Magritte. And we're going to learn a little bit about him today. And just so you know, a little bit about him from the get-go. He was an important part of a time period of art called the Surrealist movement. And this is a time in which artists and writers used both simple and wildly imaginative imagery to create works that were unexpected or confusing and sometimes troubling. But they would use real world and they would combine it with fantasy when they would make their art, which is kind of impressive if you think about it. So today we will be reading Magritte's Apple, and this story was written by Claes Verplank, and this is a tribute to a piece of art that you can find at the Museum of Modern Art in New York City. So buckle up, everybody. Today's story is read by Mommy and...
It's a Mia, Mario!
Mario. Are you ready, Mario? I thought you would be. Here we go. René was a painter, but René couldn't paint. He knew how, but he didn't know what. Because René couldn't paint, he couldn't sleep. When he got out of bed in the morning, his canvas was still empty. His canvas was empty, but his head was full. Full of ideas about objects and words, but where to start? And in the picture, we can see him with the canvas in front of him. He's got a paintbrush in his hand, a palette with paint in his other, and a table to lean against. And on that table, an apple, a beautiful, shiny green one. But he rests on the table. And he dreamed about being a painter. A painter of apples. He dreamed about being a painter of hats. So I want you to imagine a beautiful green apple. And then I want you to imagine what I think we call a bowler hat. And it's black and round at the top. It almost looks sort of like you would envision a black bowling ball to look, but then if it had a rim around it, sort of like the rings on Saturn, and that would be your hat. Now, I also want you to imagine that that hat is turning into an apple. And that's also what he did. He was a painter of apple hats. A painter of butter leaves, branch pipes, and spectacle eggs. What am I saying? Oh, yes. Imagine a butterfly with wings that are leaves. Imagine a pipe that has turned into a branch. Imagine a pair of glasses, but instead of having glasses, it had eggs to see through. That wouldn't make much sense, would it? But they do kind of have the same shape in a way, don't they? They're both round. I think René has a big imagination. What do you think? An egg became a bird when he painted it. And he does. He paints a fried egg to look like a bird. Shoes turned into feet. Only guess what, friends? He has drawn something here, a shoe that has toe bits to it so that your toes could go right into each one of those spots. I've seen those shoes in real life. They exist. I wouldn't wear them, but I know people who do. He was a painter of words and things, and sometimes his words described other things. And so in this picture, we can see he has drawn a picture of a leaf that almost looks like lips, but he has written underneath it, the mirror. That's not quite what it is it? And then he has drawn a picture of a book, a white book. And underneath it, he has written tree. I'm not so sure about that. He was a painter of paintings. And he has several things here on his walls. And we can see in his walls, my personal favorite is one with the same black bowler hat, only he's put an umbrella handle underneath it. And he has written the word clouds, which makes me think he's connected those three things. If you go outside on a cloudy day, it's nice to have a hat. And if it turns into rain, it's even nicer to have an umbrella. Wouldn't you agree? I can see his train of thought. He liked to enter them and exit them. I can see his picture. He has two pictures, one of him going into a picture, and there's a door, and one of him with a picture of the door and him walking away from it. But finally, it looks like he is able to sleep because he has drawn his apples and his leaves and his shoes and all these interesting things. He painted the impossible so that it was possible. He painted the impossible so that it was possible. He painted the extraordinary so that it was ordinary. And in this picture, we can see he is painting a wall in a window. Isn't that interesting that the wall would become a window? A brick wall, in fact. An apple can lead you to some very interesting places if you're in his imagination. And we can see him imagining his clothes floating through a beautiful blue sky. We can see his clothes floating through a beautiful blue sky. I don't know where they're going, but they're going somewhere. And it looks like what he might have done is paint a lot of different things. And we can see some of the pieces of art that he saw and that he made in the back of this book. So friends, if you're considering becoming a modern artist, might I recommend you familiarize yourself with René Magritte. And that is
the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.